الله الرحمن الرحيم استشهد عرف عارف بالله عزتي أقدس حضر معنا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is جلسة قرب محبة. محبة منك بي أيسى زمانا بي گزرتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقوا میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ تقوا میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے گناہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان گناہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہ زاری
پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، بس بے مرشد کامل جو درج دل ہوا حاصل، بس بے مرشد کامل جو درج دل ہوا حاصل، تو دل پر جلسائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے، تو دل پر جلسائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر، جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر، پہ جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے، پہ جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد. This very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Waqt, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is explaining that a person who treads the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what a maqam this person can reach and what a condition, that only he and Allah Rabbul Izzat knows that condition. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُّنْ. That the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very close proximity they get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what enjoyment they get in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only it is between them and Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this Hazrat is termed very beautifully as Jalsa-e Qurb-e Muhabbat. The jalsa that is between the two sajdas, that short little time that we sit, that a person, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every now and then they get this opportunity of enjoying the close proximity of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They in such contact with Allah Rabbul Izzat that outwardly they just look like they are sitting. As Hazrat explains in this beautiful bayan of his, in beautiful poetic form, that them are the tongues are also quiet, but the connection they have got with Allah Rabbul Izzat, we can't imagine. As Hazrat has explained us, in many majalis also we find the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while sometimes even giving a bayan, just quiet. Then, on one occasion, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in the bayan, and next to him was one of our elders, and Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Faktab Ghadi Rahmatullah Ali was giving the bayan, and Hazrat just kept quiet for a moment. And then Hazrat explained, and Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali tapped Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi said that ab Hazrat hamare saath nahi hai. Hazrat is not with us at the moment. He has reached the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is explaining that in the spark of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Zuba khamush rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. Hazrat says in the spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes that period also comes in the life of a person that now he is in such close proximity with Allah Rabbul Izzat that every now and then he is outwardly, his tongue is even quiet, not even speaking, not even moving outwardly, but his heart is crying in contact with Allah Rabbul Izzat. That although he is close to Allah, but yet he is crying, "Oh Allah, how did I pass my past life? That I did not have real contact with you," although the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we hear Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make istighfar daily, 70 times, that is even more than that. In other words, the close proximity Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoys with Allah Rabbul Izzat, every split moment it goes higher. So they were making istighfar of the previous moment, that we were not on that level. So this is what the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts are crying all the time, that, "Oh Allah, we are still far from your closeness." And immature people like myself, that we think that, no, we are close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. One tahajjud, a person just spends 2-3 minutes extra in sajda and he thinks, "Now I have reached the arsh of Allah." No, this is a path that we have to tread continuously in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when treading this path, Hazrat explains, "Agar che rahe taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq e sadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai." That in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are treading which is called rahe taqwa. That part of that great love of Allah, that Allah who has given me my life, Allah who is taking care of me, so shouldn't I be fearful that I don't displease my Allah Rabbul Izzat? And in this part of the love of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, many thousands of griefs will come to you. In other words, shaitan won't leave you. Different occasions and different tests, as we hear, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, if we got love for them, then we also have to be prepared to go through these tests that Allah Ta'ala will bring upon a person. And in today's time, weak people like ourselves, Allah's test is very easy, but still we see how we fail. That is why Hazrat says, "Jo aashiq e sadiq," who is a true lover of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a genuine and true lover that you can only get from the lovers of Allah. That is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin." That, "O people of Iman, my friends, you want to become my very close friend, then be in the company of the Sadiqeen, the true lovers of Allah. Then you'll be able to pass through all the steps. People will taunt you. Occasions will come. What must you do?" At that time, Allah Ta'ala, through the barakat of taqwa, in the spark of the love of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will open your heart and you'll able to differentiate clearly. The whole world will be seeming to be going in the opposite direction, but you'll able to see the path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in that, then you'll have to go through all this grief and all the taunting from people, etc. But Hazrat says it so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala says, it's such people who's got the love of Allah, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَعِنِ. In getting this closeness to Allah and obeying Allah's command, the whole world can taunt them. It's just like one person, like a fly just sitting on their back. They are not worried of that. They are worried of getting the love of Allah and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to realize that in the path of the love of Allah, all the time they are going to be, so to say, worries. But these are such worries that don't put you into depression. These are worries that increases your enjoyment, because now you are getting more closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And on the other hand, Hazrat says, if you don't tread this path of the love of Allah, then there is only the other terrible way of life. And what is that? سلا اس کے مجازی کا یہ کیسے ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. That every other love besides the love of Allah, which is called iske majazi, illicit love affairs, whether it's with woman, etc., whether it's any other thing that a person enjoys, whether it's your sport, your cars, your businesses, whatever entertainment, Hazrat says, how terrible this is. Are Toba, we don't even want to think about it. We don't even want to talk about it. How disastrous it is that if you are not worried about your Islam, you're not making fikr of correcting your condition of your heart. And that is why we see the friends of Allah has got so much fikr. Every week, majlis and sell Islahi programs. This is not just to have a program, but this is to make me to realize that we have to come onto the right path. Otherwise, the whole world today, generally, when we say the whole world, al-aksaru hukmul qul, most people in the world are suffering from depression. Why? Because of treading this path of iske majazi. This illicit love affairs, as I say, you see, the person thinks he is in love, he is calling himself an ashik, but he is not an ashik, he is suffering from infatuation. He is just suffering from a mutt, yet he thinks he loves this person, or that person loves him, yet he is not love. Love is only with the creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is a true ashik, who will give his life for the one who gave you life, for the one who gives you that love of Allah. Otherwise, every other love which is infatuation, Hazrat says that lover that you are running behind, that beloved, she is whoever she may be, or whoever it is, or whatever it may be. Hazrat has termed it so beautifully as a sanam. It's an idol. That idol is in his own world, it's sleeping also. And you, middle of the night, you can't sleep, you're turning and tossing and thinking of your beloved, and thinking that is my beloved, etc. She is having a nice sleep, fast asleep, and you wasting your life. And you can't even sleep at night. And you're taking tablets, and where do you land up? In a mad hospital. So Hazrat says, Are Toba, this is not the path for us to go. Let us realize and understand the real part why Allah has created us. Allah has given us that heart for the place of the king. That is Allah Rabbul Izzat. So for that we have to purify this heart. And how to do that? Hazrat says here so beautifully, خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سی آئی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو ڈوٹا رہتا ہے. That all this evil and this black dot that settles on a person's clothing, Hazrat has given that example. But actually in our heart, like Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, a person commits a sin, a black dot settles on the heart. Now in order to get rid of it, Allah has made it so easy that just wash it away with your tears of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, you gave me my life and you are giving me every split moment, unlimited ni'mat. I'm enjoying your free of charge oxygen and I just obey you. But only those people who are treading this path of the love of Allah, they'll realize that. Otherwise, people like myself, we are so involved in the disobedience of Allah that a person doesn't even realize now. As Allah Ta'ala informs us, the condition of my heart, that كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. You tell a person that this is not the right thing you are doing. What you are running after this illicit love affairs, or going worried about sports, etc., that person will say, you don't know what you are talking about. But that is the condition that the heart has become rusted. Now what is bad is regarded as good. And today we see the condition of the world, that we are so overtaken with the social media, that such things are being pumped into our heart, that we can't even see the clear truth from truth. And we are all overtaken, and yet Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy that when this black spot, like you got a white kurta, when a black spot comes, immediately you want to wash it. But if you become unmindful, another one will come, and another one will come, and then you'll just be unmindful, and you won't even know the color of your kurta. So unfortunately, that is the color of my heart. Hazrat says, wash it with the tears of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One drop of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat will put out mountains of sins. As Hazrat explains the beautiful incident of that person, Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala, who's the worst person in my ummah? And Allah Ta'ala said, in the morning you'll see who, when you come out, the first person you see, he saw a person with a child on his back. Then he asked, now Allah show me who is the best person in my ummah. In the evening Allah said, the first person you see after Maghrib, that is the best person. And Abad, he saw the same person. Then he said, Allah, I can't understand. Allah Ta'ala explained that that person, when he went out in the jungle and his son asked him few questions, then one of the questions his son asked him, is there something more huge than the skies also? Then he said, yes, oh my son, what a very, very sad voice, that it is my son. Then he asked, that is there something greater than my son? Then he said, what a sparkling voice, yes, Allah's rahmat and Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Just on saying that, Allah forgave him. So Hazrat says, wash out all this dirt, what the tears of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And remember, like this person, in the morning he was regarded as the worst person. Hazrat teaches us here, Gunegaro ki mat taqeer kar e zaid nada, ke unki awazari par falak bhi rota hai. They don't think this person is a sinner and look down upon him, and you think, no, you are tahajjud guzar, you are just inclined from the world, you are ashik, you go to majlis, and we looking down at others. Hazrat says this is a very, very sad spiritual condition. Because as we heard this incident, in the morning a person was the worst person, in the evening he was the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So overnight Allah Ta'ala changes, not overnight, in a split moment. That Hazrat says here that unke ah wazari, the deep sighs of regret, middle of the night, even a person is totally living a wretched life. But the incident Hazrat mentions that middle of the night he gets up, taking a bath with cold water and says, Ya Allah, I don't know which place in Jahannam there is for me. Just that regret, that tawbah Allah accepts and Allah regards him as the wali of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So even the heavens cry, in other words, the malaika, they envy such a person that look how this person is making tawbah, istighfar. So how the pious person, where they reach with taqwa, useless people like myself, Hazrat has given us this prescription that with istighfar you can reach that position. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding through the barakat of these majalis of our shaykh, that we get the tawfiq to make istighfar and tawbah. But how will we get this? Hazrat says, bafeed-e murshid-e kamil, jo dard-e dil hua hasil, to dil par jalsa-e qurb-e muhabbat hota rehta hai. That through the prayers and through the special favors and special attention of our perfect guide, our shaykh, that Allah Ta'ala now imbibes in your heart the love of Allah. You just start getting one drop of that love of Allah and you see your direction of life is changing. Hazrat says so beautifully, tumhara raftar badlega, your way of walking will also change. Your kirdar, your whole character, your guftar, your talking also will change. Everything will change. Why? Because now your direction is changed, and where you will learn that? In the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah puts the pain of the love of Allah and not all the other pains of this world and all the terrible pains that gives you the depression. This pain gives you enjoyment, that so much so that you'll get that the moments coming in your life of the qurb of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that special connection with Allah. It just may be that small moment. But like Hazrat says, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when Allah blessed me that one sajda, then it is far better for me at that time over 200 countries, owning them in the whole world. Just that one close sajda to Allah, that is far better and greater. Allah grant us all out of His kindness, sheer mercy. But for that we have to be regularly in the spot of the love of Allah. Otherwise Hazrat reminds us here at the end so beautifully, if you don't take heed and come onto this path, then remember the opposite way, jo ghayre o ghayro par fida karta hai apne qalb wa jaafter, ba jurm be wafai haq se wo mahroom rehta hai. That person who is giving his heart, sacrificing his heart and his life to a grave. This is anybody else besides the true creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is giving us, who has given us our life, who is taking care of our life, whose bounties we are enjoying every split moment. So when you sacrificing upon anybody besides Allah, then this is such a crime. Hazrat says, because of this terrible crime that you have committed of bewafai, disloyalty to your true creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, your true beloved, now Allah will deprive you totally. You will just remain deprived, and your life will be full of depression, your life will be full of anxiety, and sad if we don't realize it in our life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, myself first, to realize that we shed those tears in the deep regret and beg Allah Ta'ala to grant us His closeness out of His sheer mercy and kindness.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Ruh number 15, charity other than zakat. Zakat is a compulsory obligation. One should not feel released from all other acts of charity once zakat is paid. There are many avenues of charity in which it is essential to spend on various occasions. After having paid zakat, one should not become heartless and refrain from other acts of charity. Hazrat Fatima bint Qais radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, undoubtedly, besides the obligation of zakat, there are other rights too in wealth. In substantiation of this claim, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this ayat, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوَكُمْ is a long ayat, but in there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you must give zakat also separately. When Allah mentions a person who gives wealth, despite having love for wealth, to his family members, the orphans, the poor people, travelers, the beggars, and in freeing slaves. So Allah Ta'ala mentions zakat as well as other forms of charity for special occasions. Assisting those in debt, lending things to others, and other forms of voluntary charitable acts come within the scope of the above ayat and hadith. Things of little value, that is in terms of material wealth, should be merely given, even without asking for their return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah mentions, spending the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will give a beautiful loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means with sincerity. You can never attain piety, perfect piety, until you spend from that wealth which you love. Whatever you spend, Allah knows well. Jannat has been prepared for those who fear Allah, such people who spend in the path of Allah ta'ala in prosperity and in adversity. Verily Allah ta'ala has purchased the lives and wealth of the believers in return of Jannah. And whatever they spend, be it little or much in the path of Allah, and whatever distance they travel in the path of Allah, are recorded for them, so that Allah ta'ala grants them the best for their reward. Fulfill the rights of relatives of the needy and the traveler. Whatever you spend in the path of Allah ta'ala, He will compensate it. They feed the orphans and the captives because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides these verses, there are many other ayat which also speak about the virtue of spending in the path of Allah ta'ala other than by means of zakat. Some hadith inshallah will thereafter be narrated if you will continue inshallah.